237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful morning, and hopefully where you live, you're in the same boat. We are on beautiful Cape Cod today in Orleans at Snow's Home and Garden Show Place on Main Street. The doors are open. We already have a good-sized crowd. Coffee's ready. Donuts are made. Bob's been real, real busy. And bring us your plastic bag with diseases or insect problems, and we'll try and solve them for you. Bring us your questions. All kinds of sales and specials going on here. All of the products that we talk about, Osmocote, Bayer, Scott's, Bonide, are all on sale at 20% off today only in the nursery. All the shrubs, bird baths, vegetables, annuals, perennials are 25% off, and all of their trees are 35% off. So come on by, some great savings and some beautiful plant material. Tom, who's up first this hour? We do great, great. We know we're having a little bit of a problem. This time of the year, the beetles have arrived. Not the ones from London, but the beetles from Japan. And they're all over. They're coming out of the lawn. And I wanted to ask Ken Kukurowski from Bayer Advance to join us this morning to give us a little bit of history about the Japanese beetle and also a new one, the Asiatic beetle. And I've been finding a lot of the Asiatic in my yard, so I thought I'd ask Ken to join us and tell us a little bit about the history of the beetle and what are the best ways to get rid of it. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How is Ken Kukurowski this morning?
Paul, I'm terrific, and after listening to this intro about your garden center, I want to go there and have a cup of coffee and some donuts and enjoy the sale.
Well, you are welcome, Ken.
Paul, I hear you have some Japanese beetle problems there in your part of the country.
Yes, they have finally arrived, and they're eating everything.
Well, you know, that is, of all the species of beetles that has grubs that terrorize our lawns, and that's probably a topic for next month. But of all the species that do that, that form grubs and terrorize our lawn, that is the one that has adult species that feed on foliage and flowers and terrorize the above ground parts of the plant.
What would you recommend that we do? I mean, I know we can't use systemic products on things that we are going to eat, but on non-edible plants, what's the best way to take care of the Japanese beetles?
I think you have to understand the life cycle a little bit first. And they're going to be around for about 6 weeks. So whenever they first started showing up, you can pretty much mark your calendar that in about 6 weeks they'll be gone, just as mysteriously as they show up. Then we have to worry about grubs in lawn. And so if you have not used the systemic product on your ornamentals or your roses or your trees, there's a wide variety of spray products that you can use. There are spray products that you can use for your vegetable gardens that are approved to use. Of course, everything you use, you have to follow the label directions.
Right.
Bayer Advanced has one called Vegetable and Garden Insect Spray. It provides a control for a wide variety of pests and provides about 2 weeks residual. It's a pyrethroid. It's a class of chemistry, and all pyrethroids from all manufacturers last for 2 weeks, and they break down in the sunlight so that you have to reapply it. For your ornamentals, on the other hand, we have products that are combination products that involve a pyrethroid and also another insecticide, and those, as you spray them, will last about a month. You have two insecticides that are working on controlling the beetles from your spraying. We have this rose and flower spray. We have 3-in-1 insect, disease, and mite, complete for soil and turf. These are all products that do a very good job if you spray your ornamentals, spray your flowers, or in the case of complete, you can spray your lawn and then spray your ornamentals that way too. But again, the key thing is to understand that this pest is going to be around for 6 weeks, and you can't just make one spray. If you've missed your systemic treatment earlier, you can't just make one spray and control it. You're probably going to have to make a second spray.
Okay, and when would you do the second spray? So if we're just finding the beetles now, and we apply our first spray of a systemic product, like the 3-in-1 or the all-in-one,
yeah,
or the complete, when would you give it a second application?
Paul, I think you're probably going to need to make a second application in about a month. That's the beauty of having these combination products that we've developed at Bayer Advanced, in that they provide a little bit longer residual, and we don't just rely on the synthetic pyrethroid being the only insecticide to control the pest.
Okay. So if we have, like right now, the beetles, I have a purple leaf flowering plum, and the Japanese beetles seem to love that particular plant. I sprayed it yesterday, and I noticed that as soon as I did, I was finding some right on the ground, and I should repeat that in 3 to 4 weeks?
Correct.
Okay.
Now repeat it in 3 to 4 weeks if you still have a problem. If you don't have a problem, you can hold off and worry about something else in your garden.
Okay. But like roses that grow very, very quickly, that's something that you would have to reapply more than like a tree, because a tree is not growing as fast as a rose bush or perennials or annuals.
Paul, that's a really good point. Whatever you're going to spray is going to be protected, but the new growth that comes out is going to be unprotected. So what I recommend for roses is to go out there and deadhead the roses, pick the nice blooms, put them in a vase, bring them inside the house, and then spray the plant that's left. And then, yes, you might have to spray a little more frequently, every couple weeks. But, the reason you got to spray every couple weeks is not for Jap beetles alone. You got to worry about black spots. In the summertime, you got to worry about mites. So there's other things, mm-hmm. even though Jap beetles might be top of your list right now, there's other things that you have to worry about and control. And, the product that we developed a few years ago, this 3-in-1 insect, disease, and mite, is one that takes care of everything I just mentioned.
Okay, and that's something that, you would reapply every 3 to 4 weeks on your plants.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you made a comment that just caught my eye. You said that you would go out and pick your roses. The Japanese beetle attracted more to a rose bush that's in bloom, or more to the plant in general?
They're attracted to the floral scent, the flower scents that are given off by flowers. And I think that most of your gardeners would agree that whenever they detect Japanese beetles, they find them in flowers first. And they still do. They feed on the foliage. So, if you have flowering ornamentals, you will find them on the foliage as well. You'll find their feeding and sclerotization on the foliage, but they seem to be attracted to the flowers first, and that's one of the attractants that are put into these Japanese beetle traps is a flower scent to attract them in a general area to the trap. There's also a sex pheromone in there that additionally attracts males. But yes, you'll probably detect if they're in your area, you'll detect them on the flowers before they will be feeding on the foliage.
So if we can pick our roses more often in the garden, we'll probably have fewer Japanese beetles.
Absolutely. I mean, it sounds crazy. It sounds like a lot of work, but of course, being in the garden with pruning snips is really kind of therapeutic, at least therapeutic for me. I enjoy being out there and doing that kind of work compared to all the other things you have to do.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun cutting roses and enjoying the flowers than it's weeding and putting down bark mulch and edging all of your beds.
You got it.
Now, okay, we're going to take a quick break, Ken. When we come back, can you tell us a little bit about this oriental beetle, which I started noticing at my house, and I'm seeing almost as many of the oriental beetle as I am the Japanese beetle.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Lorgonite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Lorgonite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Lorgonite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Snow's Home and Garden on beautiful Cape Cod in Orleans. We'll be here until 2 o'clock, so come on by and say hello. We have samples of the new mycorrhiza Thrive for everybody that's here. And right now we're talking with Ken Kukurowski. Ken, tell us about this oriental beetle, which I have never seen until this year. Does it do the same damage as the Japanese?
Paul, oriental beetle is a beetle that forms grubs in the lawn. So you've probably had that grub among all the other grubs that you've been battling in your lawn for years. It's one that it's an introduced species. So it came from Philippines or that part of the world in the 1920s, which is about the same time the Japanese beetle came in. It came to New England, so it's very well established all throughout New England as one of the species of grubs that you have to battle in the lawn. Like most of these scarab beetles, and I say scarab, that's the family that they belong to, Scarabaeidae, most of those beetles are rather secretive. They don't feed much on foliage. Japanese beetle is the one. A really good example of as a foliage feeder. So you might see oriental beetle feeding on some foliage, but not very much whatsoever. But it has about the same life cycle as the Japanese beetle in that it emerges about this time in June, July, mates, lays its eggs, the adults disappear, and then you're left to battle with the grub. It's one of about 8 or 9 different species of grubs that occur around the country that feed on the roots of our landscape beds and our grass. And it's one that's very easily controlled with season-long grub control or any of the grub materials that contain Merit insecticide.
So they're going to make as much damage to the lawn as the Japanese beetles will.
Chances are, Paul, when you're battling grubs over the years, you've been battling a mixture of beetles, not just Japanese beetles, not just Orientals, but probably Asiatic garden beetle, chafers, green June beetle. There's a lot of different beetles that you don't see because they fly at night or they don't feed on your foliage. So that unless you put out a black trap or unless you had some sort of a pheromone trap to attract a particular beetle, We probably haven't been seeing them, but we've been battling the grubs, the larval stage, the next generation in our yards later in the summer, and then, you know, worrying about them next year.
Wow. There's always some new bug, isn't there?
There always is. I know. And in fact, now the good news is it's worse if we were living in Florida or Southern California, because that's where most of the new bugs come in to this country. And that's where the USDA does a lot of very good work to try to keep them at bay so that we never worry about them here. But, yes, there's always some new bug that we have to worry about. But this is one that you've been battling since the 1920s. You just didn't know you were battling it.
Wow. Okay, so we'll just have to put our efforts next month and use a product to treat our soil to protect the grass. And what's the name of that product again, Ken?
Well, season-long grub control that contains Merit insecticide has been the industry standard for about the last 15 years. And I'm certain that your listeners that have been using it do not have grub problems in their lawn.
Now, can that product be put down now, or do we have to wait until the fall?
Now is a really good time. Now is the good time because, again, if you're seeing Japanese beetles and if you're seeing Oriental beetles, they're probably out mating. They're going to look for a nice spot of grass that's well-maintained, well-watered, well-taken care of. That's where the female is going to deposit her eggs because the eggs have a much better chance of survival in that situation. If you make the application of your preventative grub control material right now, you will take care of the problem and you won't have to deal with it in the fall. And the skunks and the raccoons won't find the grubs either.
Okay, so we should treat now. The other thing that I've always noticed is you always tend to have more Japanese beetles and grub-type insects like that around roses. They seem to like, as we've been talking about, they seem to love grapes. And there are a lot of plants that they do prefer. So if you're listening, Ken says apply the products when you see the problem, and that way in the fall when the grubs are active, the product will have taken care of them. Ken, you have a great weekend. Thank you for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome, Paul. And you too. I hope you have a great weekend.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This huge summer sale ends today. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Diana from New Hampshire with a question about her hosta.
Diana, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, loud and clear.
Right. I have a question. I think you might have answered it already with a previous phone caller, but I had a question in regards to my hosta. I was out there yesterday in the garden, and I noticed a lot of the outer leaves were yellow or discolored. They weren't chewed or anything. When I went and touched them, they just came right off. I mean, they weren't even attached to the plant anymore. And so I was wondering, I don't know if it was slugs or snails or something, and you did mention that Lugo. I'm thinking that might be the answer to my question. And then okay. I have another question in regards to my ash tree, and that's the real important one. So
okay, well, give me your second question.
The second question is in our neighborhood, the contractors bordered the street with beautiful white ash trees, and years ago it got hit with a small case of white ash rust. Some of the leaves fell off, and, you know, for that season, but the trees were fine. This year, they have been hit terribly hard, and all the leaves are coming off the trees. There's, like, hardly any leaves left, and I'm wondering, will the tree come back next season, or is there something we can do to save the trees?
Okay, what you want to do for your tree, the tree will probably come back next year, but the thing is you need to make some of that foliage reappear this year, because the plant, by losing its foliage in early July, has not had enough time to make the winter reserve of food for that plant, nor has it had enough time to make good, strong buds for foliage for next year. So what I would do is this. First of all, we've had a ton of rain. We've had a lot of cloudy weather. We've had really cool weather, much cooler than we normally have. And when you combine cool weather, cloudy skies, and lots of rain, you have fungus problems. And we've had plenty of that on the lawn, vegetables, flowers, everything. So in your case, the rust got there, the foliage came off your plants. What you should do is to try and fertilize those trees, if at all possible. And the easiest way is just to take a crowbar, make a hole about 4 or 5 inches deep with the crowbar, just jam it into the ground, wiggle it open a little bit to make a hole about an inch or more in diameter, but 4 to 6 inches deep. Put a half a handful of fertilizer in that hole. Now, you cannot use 10-10-10 or 5-10-5 because it is a chemical, and the chemical fertilizer will burn. So you need to use something organic. Now, you can use plant tone, you can use tree tone, or you can buy a fertilizer called Milorganite. Milorganite is a lawn fertilizer, and it's all organic, it's all natural, and it will work very well for that tree. Now, you need 1 pound of food per inch diameter of the tree. So if you put a ruler or a yardstick up against it, and let's say, for example, it measured 2 feet across, you would need about 25 pounds of food to be placed around that tree to really encourage it to make all new foliage. And there's a very good chance that the foliage that comes back will not have that fungus, and that will really help the tree for next year. So feeding it is very, very important, because if it loses its foliage year after year, it will get weaker and weaker, and it won't kill it. But what could happen is secondary infection could come in. When a tree looks weak, insects will know it, and they will feed or attack that tree. So now you've got a fungus hitting the foliage, and you could get a borer, or you could get beetles, or some type of insect. And when you get two problems on the same tree, then you really have a problem. So get it fed. If it gets dry and real hot, give it some additional water, and that tree will come back. Now, slugs on hosta will eat holes. So if the foliage is turning yellow and falling, it's not slugs. Usually, it's the results of too much moisture in the soil. And there's nothing that you can do about that. Mother Nature has been making it rain a lot. Just any leaf that has fallen, remove it, so that you don't encourage the slugs to come, because slugs will eat material that is dying or dead. They love organic matter. So remove any of the foliage that doesn't look good. Feed the plants to encourage some new formation of foliage, and the plant will come right back for you. So don't panic. But slugs, it would look like you took a gun and you shot holes through it. And if there's no holes, it's not slugs. Okay? Thank you. Real good question. But take care of that tree. That's your number one priority right now. Get some food on it to help it to regenerate the foliage so that the plant can come right back for you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from New Hampshire with a question about lace cap hydrangeas.
Joe from New Hampshire, good morning. Tell us about your lace cap hydrangea.
Hi, Paul. It's Joe from the Cape.
Okay.
Years ago I bought these lace cap hydrangea because I saw them on someone's yard, and the top of them, it was like a canopy of flowers. You could hardly see the leaves. Mine never developed that way, and they developed red leaves, not totally red, but veined with red. Well, this year, I can hardly see any red in any of them. They're absolutely gorgeous. They're just the way that I wanted them initially. And I didn't do anything else. I mean, I fed them the way I normally do. And I have a question about peaches.
Okay, now, are your lace cap hydrangeas blooming okay?
Oh, they're beautiful. I mean, they're just covered with blooms, and they're just like I wanted them, but I didn't do anything different. They're about 5 years old. I just don't understand what happened this year. Is it something I did, or was it the weather?
Well, I know last year when I was here on Cape Cod that the hydrangeas were a lot taller than they were in past years. They had real big flowers, and they seem to be all flopping over. This year, the plants don't seem to be as tall. They seem to be more normal. The flowers are not quite as big, which is good, because they're not top-heavy, and the plants are not flopping over. So definitely weather does play a role with the color, the size of the bloom of your hydrangea. Acidity does a major role, and I was noticing driving around yesterday on Cape Cod, the range of color will go from pale blue to deep blue to almost purple, and the more acidic your soil, the deeper the blue will be. So that if you've got some lace cap or the mop head, the ball-shaped hydrangea, and they're purple, that means that your soil is very, very acid. And if you want to make it more blue, you need to add some lime to your soil. If they're really, really pale blue and you want to make them darker, then you would add an acid fertilizer like Holytone, okay? So if you want them blue, you add an acid fertilizer. If they're purple and they're just too dark, then add a little bit of lime, or else if you have a wood stove, you can add some wood ash, and that will change the color and not affect the growth of your plant, but change the color. And hydrangea is the only plant on earth that you can change the color by the acidity of the soil. So that's very, very unusual. So you should be in good shape. Now, what was your second question?
I was on the peaches, Paul. I have a peach tree, an Alberta peach tree. It's in its third year of blooming. And I have a couple of branches where the peaches, I'll bet you there's a dozen peaches within a foot span. And I just wanted to know how much spacing should I have. I know I've got to remove some of those, otherwise they'll all be small in size. So what is the spacing on peaches? And when two grow in the same off the same spur, should I remove one of those?
Well, on your fruit tree, it's still young, and a normal apple, peach, pear, plum, cherry usually doesn't get strong enough to hold a good crop of fruit till it's at least 5 years old. because when you bought that plant from a nursery, if it came in a plastic pot, that plant was dug from the field in the fall or early winter. All the soil was shaken off of it. It was put in storage, bare root, without soil. Then the nurseryman potted it. And in the spring, it came right back to life and it grew. So it was transplanted. And it will take 3 to 5 years for the plant to get reestablished in its new home and be strong enough to hold all of the fruit that it does make. So by you going onto your peach tree now and removing a third of what's there, you're going to help the tree to divide the energy more uniformly. So being that your tree isn't mature, it only makes so much food. And if you, let's say you have 50 fruit, if you remove 15 of them, there's a much better chance that the fruit will mature because each of the peaches on a tree will have more food, more energy to grow, and less of them will fall. So I would thin them by about a third, and that should help you to have mature fruit on your plant. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
A tin hut!
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds! Kill them all!
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right. One application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. We are broadcasting from Snow's Home and Garden Showplace, 22 Main Street in Orleans on beautiful Cape Cod. It's their open house, so come on down. 25% all annuals, perennials, ornamental grasses, all of their shrubs, roses. And you're talking David Austin roses, the boxwood, all of your shrubbery, rhododendrons, azaleas. And then if you're looking for some nice trees, Leland cypress. If you want privacy, the Leland cypress will give you privacy very, very quickly. If you're looking for a little bit of color, Blue Atlas Cedar. They grow like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. They'll give your garden a lot of character. Japanese maples, 35% off. And then all the products that we talk about on the radio, Bayer, Bonide, Monterey, Tomato Maker, Biotone, Scotch products, are all 20% off today. So come on down and bring us your insects, your weeds, plants that you're having a problem with. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your questions. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have a question from Lee from New Hampshire about her elm tree.
Lee, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm calling in regard to your garden letter talking about the new elm tree. I wanted to know if it is suitable for open areas in a condo development. Would you recommend them? Are they disease resistant for the life of the tree? I know you said in your letter that yours is 10 years old and you love it, but tell me, does it need to be sprayed? What kind of a care would we have to give it?
Okay. What Lee is talking about is we do a weekly newsletter. And if you listen to the show and you would like more information about the garden, every Thursday I send out a newsletter. It's free. All you need to do is to go to my website, which is www.paulparent, and it's spelled like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. Click on newsletter. and put in your email address, and we will send you a newsletter every single week. Well, this past week, we did a story on the new American elm. And growing up, I can remember watching these magnificent elm trees on the side of the road, near a common, near your parks, beautiful vase-shaped trees. And one by one, they were being cut down due to a disease called Dutch elm disease. And it came from Holland. It came on some trees that were sent here to be cut for lumber. And it destroyed billions of our American elm. Today, we have new hybrids. And the new hybrids do not have to be sprayed. They are hybrids that are immune to the Dutch elm disease, and they are wonderful. Now, what I love about the tree, and as Lee said, I have one in my backyard. I went to an open house at Plymouth Plantation 10 years ago. I bought this hybrid American elm. It was 6 feet tall. And in 10 years, it's grown to be over 30 feet tall. So it's averaging about 3 feet of new growth every single year. It does get some Japanese beetles, which the other tree did get, but it is immune to Dutch elm disease. It has that same shape, and it will grow wonderful any place that you plant it. It will tolerate clay soils, sandy soils. It does well in open areas, and it can still be used as a street tree with great success. So if you go down to your nursery, they can give you some information about it. And yes, I would recommend it for a condo complex. It's absolutely wonderful. And again, go to my website, paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and once you get the newsletter, if you go to the week of July 4th, you can read all about the American elm. Our phone number, 800-259-9231.